Let's take a final look at your sport this morning. The third and final day of the Kearsney Easter Rugby Festival in Botha's Hill is currently underway, with Woodschool Monument and Milnerton High locking horns. Woodschool Monument in the lead there by 19 points to nil. Glenwood High head into today's fixture against Dale College with a draw and a win, and hope to close off with another victory at 9:20 this morning. Durban Boys lock horns with Durbanville at 1, while Westville aim for Ducks when they tackle Rustenburg at 2:20. Hosts Kearsney College close with today's action against Zimbabwean side Peterhouse Boys at 3:40. Over to some football. Magesi FC went for a 6th straight home win after beating TS Galaxy 2-1 in the Betway Premiership yesterday. Stellenbosch FC will have to crawl back in their second leg, a semi-final in the CAF Confederation Cup this week, after they were downed 1-0 by Simba in yesterday's first leg. That clash, the second leg, will take place on Sunday. And then Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta is confident Bukayo Saka will be able to play in their Champions League semi-final against Paris Saint-Germain. Now, the England winger was withdrawn early in the second half of their 4-0 win at Premier League strugglers Ipswich after a late challenge. Now, Arteta admits he was initially concerned when Saka went down.
Especially with the numbers that we have right now, and especially when they are back to goal, because normally it's the moment when the foot is planted, your weight is there and you cannot really react to it. But he's fine.
Liverpool's 1-0 win at Leicester puts them on the verge of the title and relegated their hosts. Wolves can look forward to another season in the top flight thanks to victory at Manchester United by the same score. And then closing off on the green, England's Tommy Fleetwood had to settle for a 7th place finish as Justin Thomas claimed victory at the RBC Heritage on Golf's PGA Tour. He ended up on 13 under par, 4 shots off the top of the leaderboard. Thomas beat fellow American Andrew Novak in a playoff after they both finished tied on 17 under. That's all from me for the East Coast Radio sports team. I'm Faida Crouch.